Hello, this is Nadia recording from my flat on a sick day. I've had a cold since Friday and it's now gone right into my throat and given me this lovely deep voice. So I've got bored of relaxing. I've got bored of trying to make myself feel better, so I thought I'd record something about it. Because I'm trying to experiment a little bit with posting audio stuff anyway, so why not? So currently I'm sat at my table, I've got some nice chill music on, doing a little bit of research on the laptop, and I've also just eaten. I made myself two crumpets with Mediterranean vegetables and some pepper pig pasta shapes in sauce, which really makes me laugh because it's a shit meal for an adult. But hey, I made it in one pan, so saving on the washing up, guys. But it just made me think, I wonder what other people get up to on their sick days. Like I said, I'm terrible at relaxing. I'm an awful patient. So I thought I'll look for some tips online. Straight to Twitter, hashtag sick day. Nothing there. Nothing inspirational. Just people telling me they're ill. So I did a little quick Google instead and found this great article on thehealthsessions.com, which has got 28 fun things to do when you're sick and bored at home. So I'm just going to pick out my top three. So number one, have a movie marathon. It says you could pick an interesting theme like travel, art history, or anything starring Ryan Gosling, which made me laugh. Suggestions to turn it into a slumber party for one. Agree, that's cool. Build your own fantasy football team and join an online competition. Didn't think of that one before. Number 14, learn to play a new song on your guitar or piano. Haven't got a guitar or a piano, can't play, so that one's out the window. Okay, I was doing top three. So number two, create a physical mood board. Collect inspiring images, magazine clippings, motivational quotes or fabrics, anything that helps you visualize your dreams, decorating scheme or signature look. Whew, bit intense, bit Pinterest. And then I guess my top one would be to play solitaire, solo chess or a video game, which makes me feel so sad and also takes me back to when I did used to play solitaire in about 1997 on my mum's PC. Maybe that's exactly what I should do. Anyway, if you've got any tips, why not reply to this tweet and let me know what I should be doing on my next hashtag sick day.